Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel's Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. If you have a question or comment about tonight's show, please submit it through the Blog Talk Radio page. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. Tonight's topic is being the change. Now, first and foremost, I want to make note of the fact that today is Martin Luther King Day. It's a day of service. It's a day of giving to others. And hopefully it's a day of reflection about where things are, where we want them to be, where they should be, and how we're going to get there. So very often, you know, it's easy to get caught up in our own issues and not be able to see past the current status of things, whether it's something that's affecting us individually, maybe something that's affecting our family, or even looking at some of these larger things that are happening in the world. So today, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, I want to reference another nonviolent yet very impactful agent of change. Be the change you wish to see in the world is a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. I'm sure you've seen this quote in different places, and maybe you have not known to what person to attribute it, but it is attributed to Mahatma Gandhi. Now, the idea of being the change you wish to see in the world does apply to the world at large, but more importantly, it also is applicable to you and your grades. Let's talk about both. So first, let's talk about your grades. Now, a lot of times, it's easy to see our status as a result of the circumstances that are happening around us. Now, circumstances are real things, but many times, our status is a result of our choices. And so what happens is that our choices either help us to be prepared or be unprepared when circumstances happen and life gets in the way, right? So we have to make really good choices or learn from the choices that weren't so great so that we can make better choices in the future. Now, you're a second semester freshman. You've made some choices, and you have seen the results of the choices that you make. So now let's talk about, or think about rather, because I'm not there exactly with you, so we can't make this a dialogue yet. But think about the choices that you made. Did you choose to study? Did you choose to go see your instructor or your teaching assistant? Did you choose to create study groups? Did you choose to put in at least 2 hours for every hour you're in class when it comes to studying? All of these things are choices. And so when you make the choices that are necessary, they help you get to the right place despite a lot of circumstances. Life is always going to happen, and a lot of times, unfortunately, in the way. But if you're making informed choices and wise choices, when life happens, you're not impacted as much. So think about the choices that you make so that you can be that change. Now, if you're perfectly satisfied with where you are, keep doing what you're doing, but I challenge you to do more. So if you want to do things that are beyond your reach right now, right, as a first semester freshman, you now have a GPA. So at some point during the semester, you're going to apply for scholarships maybe, or summer opportunities or summer employment. You might go looking for volunteer positions, right? So you want to make sure that you have demonstrated that you can be a great person when it comes to whatever the area may be. One of the things that a smart person said to me is that students around you can impact your educational experience. So if you want to see a wonderful educational experience, you also have to contribute to a wonderful educational experience, because those things don't happen magically. And you contribute through being prepared for class so that you can have class discussions. You also contribute through participating in study groups and really carrying your weight in those study groups. You participate by being involved on campus, not to a point that it's a detriment to your grades, but you do things on campus so that you can see positive change happen. That's how you can be the change you wish to see as a student. Now, when it comes to the larger world, let's think about some of those extracurricular things. I happen to work with a program where a lot of students want to go on to be physicians. They say they want to be doctors because they want to help people. So essentially, they want to make the world better. Right? So how do you make the world better when you're 18 years old, you have limited resources, limited means, and you're committed to studying? What you do is have good grades, do these summer opportunities, participate in organizations that not only help you grow as an individual, but hopefully have an impact on others, right? So a lot of professional organizations have some type of outreach component. Sometimes college students go back and tutor high school students. Sometimes college students will go out into the community and do different things, particularly like with my students, they might go do some medical clinics or things of that nature once they're at a point where they're properly prepared. Sometimes you can just choose to go out and do things that make you feel good. So whether it is distributing food at your local food pantry, spending time in a senior citizen's home, maybe serving dinner at a soup kitchen, volunteering to reach elementary school students. There are lots of ways as a student that you can help change the world. Some of these are small-scale things, but if enough of us do the small things, it will have a large impact. So think about being the change that you wish to see, both as a student, inside the classroom, when it comes to your grades, and as a person living in the world that we all know can get better each and every single day as long as we do something. So do something, be better, and do more every single day. All right, that's it for tonight's broadcast. As always, you know, Tassel the Tassel is here to help you get a better understanding of college life and how to successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. If you have any questions or comments, please send them to my email address, that's dr.deidre@tassletotassel.com. You can also check out my blog for more information and suggestions, resources, and links to other things. And hopefully, you'll join me next Monday night at 6:30 Eastern. So, let's get and stay college ready.